Port Chelik Beis, Hilchas Matana, Halacha Gimel, paragraph Yud Aleph. We're in the middle of the paragraph, on page Vav, right hand column, about a third way down the page. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'achshav v'purim nizgale ho'er ha'godol hazeh. And now on Purim, this great light is revealed, that we spoke about here, this oitzar matnas chinon, this super koyach of kedusha. V'alkein noyagim Yisrael b'purim lasoy b'mili d'shtusa b'kama mine nyonim. Rav Nosson Zal explains, this is the reason why one of the Jewish customs is that on Purim we do a lot of silly things, which seems so inappropriate for religious Jews. Where does this come into Yiddishkeit? V'lechoyro hadovor tamuha. This seems very strange. K'aloi b'purim nizgale oyer kedusha gavoya moi. If you're telling me that Purim is such a high level of Kiddusha that the Tikkun Ezer says that Yom Kippur is less than Purim, Yom Kippur is called Yom Kippurim. It's a day that's like Purim. Not as holy as Purim, but it's close to, it's the closest you can get to Purim. Umadua oiskinos bedvorim pshutim. Then why do we do simple things, b'mili d'shtusa, actual silly things, dress up in costumes and other stuff? Umevatlin mi divrei Torah. You don't see from people, Hasidim, Isna, whoever it is, sitting down to learn much on Purim. Why? How come that holiday has so much bittel Torah to it? Ach be'emes minig Yisroel Torah. However, you should know that there's a rule that when there is a minhag Yisroel, a Jewish custom, you can be sure that that's Torah also. There's Torah in that. There's reasoning in that. And the Jews do everything the right way. Don't worry, they know what they're doing. The religious Jews who do this, they know what they're doing. Ki oz nizgale oyer godol koze b'chinas Mordechai shu b'chinas hacheset chinom shoye mekayim oylam koydem matan Torah. You want to know which light it is that's revealed on Purim? It's not the same light as on Pesach. It's a different oyer. It's the oyer of this oitzar matnas chinom. It's that light that was available in the world before matan Torah, that preceded matan Torah. It's the type of light that tzaddikim use to give themselves life when they're not learning, during the time that they're not learning. This represents the hidden Torah. Because in every single item in the world, there's hidden in it Torah. Ki hakoil nivra basor mamorois, because we know that everything in the creation was made through the 10 statements of creation, right? Shebohem ne'lomim aseres hadibrois, in which Hashem has hidden the 10 commandments. Those 10 statements, yihi oyer, yihi rokia, all of those statements in the beginning of Bereshis correspond to the aseres hadibrois. You don't know how, I don't know how, but a little bit deeper, if you learn deeper, you can learn the connections between those statements. Just like the Meforshim, the Shulchan Aruch shows in one place how the Kriya Shema corresponds to the Aseres HaDibrois. How when a person reads Kriya Shema, in the Kriya Shema you have hidden all 10 commandments. So too within the 10 statements of creation, which actually made everything in the world, is hidden the 10 commandments, so that everything has in it this hidden Torah, as is explained in this chapter on Likut Imran, this Torah in Ches. V'alkein, and therefore, Oz Bepurim Hakoil Yecholim Leskarv Lashem Yisborach Afilu Harechokim Oid. This is why on Purim Bedafka, all people can come close to Hashem. Anybody, even those people that are very far. That's when this chesed chinom becomes revealed. Shehat tzaddik mekabel mimenu beis shebotel mena Torah, which the tzaddik draws from when he's not learning. That's what keeps sustains him when he's not, at the times he's not learning, when he's eating, when he's sleeping, when he's doing other items. Asher machmazeh roiv Yisroel betelin oz mena Torah. It's for this reason that majority of the Jews battle Torah on Purim. They do not learn Torah on Purim most of the day or almost all the day. Ki oz nizgale oyer hachesed hazeh mo'oy. Because that's one of the days in the year where this light of chesed chinom is revealed to a tremendous degree. And everybody, not just the irreligious Jews, even the religious Jews, even at Tzaddikim, on Purim, their connection to Hashem is coming from channel 2, not from channel 1. It's coming from this light of Chesed Chinam. Therefore, they don't try to outsmart everybody and go to the Beis Medrash and learn, but rather they also participate in the fun of Purim, in a sense, that kind of item. And through this chesed chinam, everybody can come close to the kedusha. Even though a person has no zuchus at all, he doesn't do any mitzvahs. He hasn't done any mitzvahs. Afal pikein al yidei ha'oitzer matnas chinam shehatzadik mekabel mimenu beis pshitusoi shehu mezgale bepurim kanal. Through this oitzer matnas chinam, this treasury of free gifts that Hashem has in Shemayim, which the tzaddik draws on at the time that he's a simple person, when he's not learning, when he's not davening, and this oitzer matnas chinam shines especially on Purim, through that everybody can come close to Hashem. And we mentioned before that this is one of the reasons why the Megillah represents this Oitzer Matnas Chinam, this Torah Ne'elemes. Where's you see in the Megillah any mention of any mitzvah? Is Hashem's name mentioned once in Megillah system? What kind of baloney is this? A Jewish document? You get up and read it, and the whole shul, everybody's there, and no trace of Hashem. Where's Hashem? The answer is, it's Torah Ne'elemes. Esther. The heroine of Purim is Esther, because that's the light on Purim. It's this hidden light. It's therefore, again, it's not the obvious light that's in the regular Limud HaTorah, it's this Seser. The Alkei, yeah?
Why, isn't it pushing our luck a little bit to be depending on this channel 2? Why should we plug into this channel 2 and push the Seser?
Correct. On a regular day, it's pushing it. On a regular day, if you have choice A or choice B, we're learning a chapter in Likud Imran now, Ter Nun Dalet, where Rabbein Ezal says that there's two ways to come close to Hashem. One way is Torah and Tefillah. Another way is a person could see Hashem in everything. And a person can get hints from Hashem in everything they're doing to bring them close to Hashem. And Rabbein Ezal says, even though both are valid, both are true, there's no question that a person should try to go for the Torah and Tefillah, because the other item is called the feet of the Kiddusha. It's a lower level, and the klipos can attach themselves more easily to it, etc., etc. Here also, you have these two channels. Naturally, it's preferred to go with channel 1, not to have to come on to Chesed Chinam. That whenever you can, you should try to earn your keep in Gan Eden by learning and doing mitzvahs and everything. However, there are these special days in the year where Kavyochel Hashem himself jumps over to the other side, in a sense. Purim is this, or proof is, again, why don't the Megillah have Hashem's name in it? Why he's giving you proofs that this is what this is. Purim is a day where Hashem wants emphasis on that channel.
Hashem, who is channel 1 on that day?
Right. Yeah, exactly. The Alkain Bepurim. I'm sorry, somebody has something? The Alkain Bepurim Hu Kabola Satoiro. This is why the Gemara says that Purim there was a second Matan Torah, in a sense. The Jews received the Torah again. Kamashikosv, as it says in the Megillah, Kimu Vikiblu Hayehudim. Kiblu, they had a new Kabola Satoira. They accepted upon themselves the mitzvahs brand new. Why? Ki bitula shel Torah zehi kiyuma. The Gemara uses that lashon that a Jew who's religious the right way, his bitul Torah is kiyum haTorah. When he sleeps, a tzaddik who gets up in the middle of the night to daven v'sikin, to say tikkun chatzos, and uses that time for learning and davening, and then goes straight through v'sikin and everything, for him to go to sleep during the day, during daylight hours, after Shacharis, is mitzvah, it's kosher, it's bitula shel Torah zui kiyuma. For a regular person to take a nap during the day is dangerous. The Shulchan Aruch advises against it. It's much easier for a person to become tomei to other things Bedafka sleeping by day. It's not that it's in Pirkei Avos. It says that that's one of the things that scrambles a person's brain. It's no good. Shena shel shachris. But again, it excludes those kind of people. So here also he's saying that bitula shel Torah, when bitul Torah is done properly, when you do it the right way, zehu kiuma, that's called kium haTorah. So in this Megillas Esther, which has no mention of Hashem's name and no mention of mitzvah, it says kimu v'kiyum atah. Where's the kiyum? The answer is sometimes the bitul is the kiyum. That's what the Gemara says. Ki atzadik yochel legalois bechinas haTorah haneelemes. The tzadik is the one who has the ability to reveal the hidden Torah. Shehu mizdabek bo, which the tzaddik attaches himself to, be'ez shebotel me'atoyro. During those short times where he has to be mevatel from Torah, he connects to this Torah ne'alemes. Vaydezeh choizer umamshich kiyum atoyro lechol harachoykim. And by the tzaddik doing it, this is how he brings all of those people who are far from Torah to kiyum atoyro. He gives them the connection to this Torah ne'alemes. Ki yesh rechoikim shenisrachku mikol haTorah ma'oid al yidei ma'aseim horoim. Because there are certain Jews who are so far, who as a result of the bad things they've done and wrong things they've done, they've become very far from the entire Torah. You can't tempt them with any mitzvah. They ain't interested in nothing. They don't want to know from any of the mitzvahs at all. V'yefsher lekarvom l'Hashem Yisborach b'shum oifen kiyum al yidei tzaddik emes. It's impossible for any regular Jew to try to bring those people close to Hashem. It's only the tzaddik emes sheyodea lekabel. Because if you're going to try to get him to do, you're going to try to show him any mitzvah, he's a million miles away from every single one. You're going to try to offer him this, offer him. He's not buying. He's looking for any of that. So he's not interested in any of it. So how do you give such a person a connection to Hashem? The answer is the tzaddik can do it, because the tzaddik knows how to receive from the Yotze Matnas Chinam, Shoye Mekayim Hoylam Koydem Matn Torah, which is what sustained the world before Hashem gave the Torah, those 2,500 years almost. Vaydezeh Mechaye Oysom Beis Nefilosom. And that's how the tzaddik supports these people when they're in such a state of nefila, when they're so far down, that they should not give up hope. They should not think that they have no way of coming to Hashem. Hashem's chesed is still plugged into them. The pasuk says in Eicha that Hashem's chesed never comes to an end. Even Eicha, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash and there's no Torah, right? Eicha means wipe out, zero. The Yidden went down to zero. In Eicha it says, Chazdei Hashem ki lo yisomnu ki lo yicholu rachmov. That there's this channel too. There's a certain type of chesed of Hashem that never gets turned off. Even if you unplug yourself completely from all the mitzvahs of the Torah, there still is this potential to come back via this Yotze Matnas Chinam. Vayidei shemekayimom bechesed chinam azeh, and through the fact that the tzaddik supports these people with this chesed chinam, ayideizeh hu mekarvom l'Hashem Yisborach, that's how he starts bringing them close to Hashem, v'choyzer umamshich aleihem Torah, and then gradually he draws upon them Torah, umeshivam el haTorah va'avoda. He doesn't leave them in this chesed chinam mode. That's the starter. He gets them started with this chesed chinam, and then slowly he brings them into Torah na'avoda. Ki hu megale haTorah hanelemes. This tzaddik has the ability to reveal this hidden Torah, shubchinas chesed chinam anal, shemishom hamshochas haTorah. That's where the Torah began from. Ki ikar hamshochas haTorah hu me haTorah haneelemes shenegalen oiso mehelem elagiloi. The main concept of bringing Torah into the world is it's got to go through two phases. First, it starts out as Torah neelemes, and then it becomes revealed Torah. Just as when you bring a child into this world, the child pops into the world, he makes his debut, he falls from heaven, baloney. He goes through 9 months of hiding the pregnancy, where the first 3 months you don't see anything just about. It's total haloma. Then the pregnancy starts showing. You see a little bit, but if you don't know what you see, who knows? Maybe she gained weight. Maybe she ate too much cake, the mommy. So she's getting fatter. And slowly, slowly, it becomes revealed, until at the end of a 9 month period, it comes out into the goli. Rahavdil, the same thing is with Torah. The Torah goes through these two phases, the haloma and then the gilui. Go ahead.
The Torah and the limit, in a sense, is much higher than the one that is obviously Torah. You know, like
we correct. We're going to see it in a lot of places. And the question was, which is higher, the hidden Torah or the revealed Torah? And the answer is 1,000,000,000% that it's the hidden Torah. And the proof, one of the, Rav Nosson Zal is going to prove it 50 times. And we could tell us, one of the simple proofs that he gives is the case of Mitzrayim. When it came to taking the Jews out of Mitzrayim, Hashem said, I ain't even sending any angels down there. You know why? Because the angels are very holy. They're not holy enough. Mitzrayim is stronger than the angels. I'll send an angel into Mitzrayim. He'll join it. He'll become an Egyptian. He'll start doing Averos. So therefore it says, Ani Hashem, Ani V'loi Malach, Ani V'loi Sorof, Ani V'loi Acher. And Rabbeinu Zal explains this, that in order to go down into the Tumah, you need the highest Kedusha. You need the regular Torah. If you send a regular Talmud Chacham into Balich, get involved with being Makarav people, there are many regular Talmid Chachamim that end up, Rachman Olson, committing big sins because they weren't protected enough. Their light was too open, in a sense, and they're able to get punched out. It's only a tzaddik, and a great tzaddik, that has rishus to go into those places because he knows how to hide his kedusha. He knows he doesn't come to the Baal Tshuva as a Talmud. He comes like disco rabbi. He comes to the person in hidden form, in a sense, where he knows what to hide and how to hide. He knows how to play this game the right way. To start off with, he doesn't start with the guy right away feeding him Torah, because the guy could shoot him down. He starts off feeding him this Torah Nelemis, and slowly, slowly, with tremendous sechel, gently gets the person attached first to the Torah Ne'elemes, and then he waits for the right moment to start feeding with an eyedropper, a mitzvah here, a mitzvah there, slowly, slowly, until he gets him involved in Torah Vavoida. We're going to learn a lot about this process.
Is this simply why the thing is also that when you try to attach yourself to the data side, the lower you are, the higher the person is that you've got to attach yourself?
Exactly. Because you can't use that psychology that if I'm on such a low level, then anybody can help me, because everybody knows more than me. Wrong. If you're on such a low level, if you're going to get a regular guy to help you, the regular guy doesn't have this kind of goods to feed you. You need high-level stuff.
I think a lot of people who weren't religious a long time, even before they came to Torah, you know, one of the first steps that got them into spirituality sometimes is much, much more powerful than many of the experiences that they have afterwards.
Correct.
It's like almost like Hashem gives them a big zap of something they really need at the beginning. You know?
That's called the Tchila Sachasidus. There's a special word for it that the Baal Shem Tov uses, that when a person first becomes religious, it's like a baby. When a baby's first learning to walk, the parents hold him by both hands and they lead him, and the baby feels like Superman. He tried it and said it didn't work, and suddenly he's running. Because he's being held on both hands. That's what happens to a Baal Tshuva. There's a certain initial period where Hashem holds him by both hands and shows him what he's capable of. He's able to stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning learning. He's able to do all kinds of big things. But then when the right time comes, Hashem lets go of one hand. And then when the right time comes, Hashem lets go of both hands. And then you have to fall. Not you might fall, you must fall. And then he sees who's serious and who's not serious. The non-serious guys, when they fall, say, hey, forget this. What do I need this for? I didn't come around to get spit on. I didn't come around to get muddy. I came around to get clean. And the one that's smart says, I was shown already what I can do. Now I don't need any more proofs. I saw clearly that I'm capable of flying. Elamai, in the beginning it was freebie, now I got to go earn it, and it's going to take 10, 20, 70 years. Fine, I'll be patient, I'll fight, I'll get bloodied, I'll get this, and I'll make it.
This is such a serious irida.
Of course, especially if you're not ready for it, and especially if you didn't make the proper connections before you go into your irida mode. If you have a Rebbe, and you have a friend, and you have a split, you have the different connections that you need, then when you fall, there's somebody there to help pick up the pieces. But if it's one-on-one, you against the Eight Sahara, the Alkain, the Purim, this is why Purim has a different halacha than the rest of the year. Usually, during the year, when it comes to giving tzedakah, you're supposed to use some discretion. Look at the guy, see if he's fake or real, or how real, or what. Avalkin the Purim, kol ha-poishet yodoy litel nesnoi. There's a law in Shulchan Aruch that says on Purim, when people come around collecting, whoever puts out his hand, give. Ma nishtano Purim from Chalamay Pesach. Why does the law of tzedakah change on Purim than another time? Zebchinas oitzar matnas chinam shenizgale oz lakoil. This is because, yes, in Purim, heaven, Hashem changes on Purim. Hashem is in channel 2 mode. Hashem is in a mode where whoever asks, there's no justice on Purim. There's chesed chinam. Chesed chinam means I don't care who you are, there's no looking at the books. Everybody gets. So a person who does this draws upon himself this chesed chinam. He's connecting himself properly to this channel too. So we explained so far Parsha Shkolim and Parsha Zohar and Purim. He explained those three. Now he's continuing into Parsha Sporo, showing how they're all connected to the concept that we spoke about here, about this Oitzah Matnas Chinam and everything. V'zeh b'chinas Parsha Sporo shekoyren achar Purim ki poro kol ma'aseho b'chutz. The Gemara says that Poraduma is different from all other karbonos. All other karbonos are done in different parts of the Beis HaMikdosh, or in different parts of the Mishkan. But for Poraduma, outdoors. For Poraduma, we go outdoors. Why? It's a story with this out. Kol ma'aseho b'chutz. All the preparations for Poraduma are done outside the Beis HaMikdosh. Sheze bechinas ma shehat tzadik mizbatel lepomim min ha-toyro ve-yoytzei mi-beis kidushosoi u-medaber im ho-oilom iskei choil. This corresponds to the concept of tzadikim who go out of their yeshiva, out of their shul, they go out to the people and speak to the people divrei choil, speak to the people about regular stuff, current events, news, regular things. And that's how they're able to bring these people close to religion. Because the Talmud Chacham, who's only involved in Torah, if he tries to speak to one of these Chilonim, they're 4 billion miles, there's no kesher, there's no two different wavelengths. But the Tzaddik, who has the ability to leave his place and to go down there and speak Divrei Choyal, not speak Divrei Torah, speak Divrei Choyal, speak about baseball, speak about carpentry to this one, and electricity to that one, and the wet, all kinds of things, and make that connection, and that's how he's Mekarvem Tashem. Because he proves to them that a tzaddik isn't a foreign object. Like, what do you mean? I can talk to him. He's not a billion miles apart from me, or a billion miles different from me. All other korbonos, all the activities were done inside the Beis HaMikdash. Sheshom hisgalas hakidusha. Inside the Beis HaMikdash is the place where the kiddusha is revealed. Kiddusha begilui. Avol poro maaseho bechutz. Whereas the poradumo, all of its maisim were done outside. Zehu bechinas bitula shel Torah kanal. That corresponds to the concept of bitul Torah, going away from the kiddush, outside the kiddusha. Ki haTorah hu bechinas bayis, because the Torah is a bayis, bechinas beis de bereishis. What does the Torah begin with? Begins with a big bet, capital beis, bayis. Bechinas roish bayis, and we said that the word bereishis is made up of two words, roish bayis. So we see that the Torah is an inyan of bayis ukshemevat lemena Torah, and when a person is bitul Torah zel bechinas sheyotzin lachutz, that's the concept of going out into the street, going outside. Avlat tzadik u'emes afilu b'shoshe botel mena Torah mechaya atzmoim haTorah ne'lemes kanal. Whereas the tzadikim amitim, even when they're mevatul Torah, they don't go outside completely. They connect with this hidden Torah. When they're not learning Torah in an obvious way, they're being involved in Torah hiddenly. V'zeh b'chinas poro shekol maaseh b'chutz, b'chinas bitula shel Torah kanal, shi b'chinas haTorah ne'lemes, ki poraduma ne'lam me'ein koil, because the poraduma, the secret of poraduma, is hidden from all of us. K'may shekosav, as Shlomo HaMelech said, omarti ech kamo v'hi rechoyka mimeni, I thought that I would understand everything, and I see that that wisdom is very far from me. And the Zohar Kodesh says he was referring to the secret of Poraduma. The Gemara says it also. He was referring to the secret of Poraduma, which even Shlomo HaMelech couldn't understand. If I'm not mistaken, the words Vehi Rechoika are Bigimatria Poraduma. I think the Balaturim, someone brings it in Chumash, that the words Vehi Rechoika is Bigimatria Poraduma. That's the thing which Shlomo HaMelech said is very far from him. Note! The Poradumas for the Rechoikim, for those people that are far from the Kedusha, Hashem made a mitzvah that's outdoors. There are mitzvahs that are indoors, there are mitzvahs that you do in shul, and there's barbecue mitzvahs, where you go outside to the people who make the barbecues, to the people that are not close to religion and everything, and speak to them. Bechinas haTorah haNe'lemes. This is the hidden Torah. V'alkein haporo metaheres mitumas mes shehu roish l'chol atumois, and it's for this reason that Poraduma has the ability to purify the most impure type of Jew. A Jew became tomei by touching a dead body. That's considered the most severe type of tumor. Ki hu avi avois atumah, a corpse in Torah is called the grandfather of tumor, the highest form of tumor. Sheze bechinas amolek shehu zuamas hanochosh shehevi misa loylam. This refers to Amolek, who's connected with the snake who introduced death to the world. Death, avi avos hatumah, shehu bechinas taivas niuf. This also corresponds to the desire, the illicit desire for women, shehu sitra demoisa, which is also called death. So as the pasuk says, Mishlei va'achriso darkei moves, that there's the woman of kedusha, there's the relationship between men and women of kedusha, v'achriso, but behind that there's the path of death, which is niuf, znus, rachmona litzlan. U'kamei shekosu, as the pasuk says, u'moitze ani mar mimoves es hoisho. Shlomo HaMelech said, I find the woman bitterer than death. Which woman? The treif woman. If a person commits sins with women, if he conducts himself with women against the Torah, that's bitterer than death. That's misa. That's what poradumas mechapron. Poradumas mechapron tumas mes. What's tumas mes? Niuf, znus. That's called marmi movis. Ashemi shenoifel tumazois, whereby a Jew who falls into this type of tumor, if shaloi lehitoyer kiim al yedei hatzadik or emes sheyedei laham shicholov chesed chinom meyoytzem atnas chinom, that Jew can't become pure through regular ways. It's only the true tzaddikim who know this secret of the yoytzem atnas chinom. They're the ones who can reach that. They have the poraduma action. You understand? They have this chesed chinom. They have this solution bachutz, the barbecue. Shehat tzadik mekabel mishom be'ez shebotel mena Torah kanal. The tzadik knows how to receive from there during the time of bitul Torah. V'zeu b'chinas haTorah haNe'lemes b'chol advarim sheboilam kanal. This is the concept of the Torah that's hidden in all regular things in the world. V'zeu b'chinas soid poraduma shekol maaseh b'chutz. This is the secret of the poraduma, that bedafka all of its actions had to be done outside. She b'chinas Torah ne'lemes she metaheres mitumas mes. This is the hidden Torah, which is so high a level of kedusha that it can even reach down to tumas mes and make a tikkun for it. V'alkein haporo metaheres temeim u'metamei tohirim. Now comes an interesting twist. There's another halacha about Poraduma, that the one that gets the ashes sprinkled on him, he becomes purified. And the one who handles the ashes, the one who carries the ashes, becomes Tomei. What's that all about? Watch Rav Nosson Zal explain. Ki hatzadik kishemevate latzmoy min ha-Torah. The tzaddik, when he does this, when he walks out of the Beis Medrash, out of the shul, into the forest, into the barbecue, shaydeze mechaye kol hapshutim. He's mevatel Torah, and thereby he gives life to all of these pshutim, the chol harichaykam, and all these people that are far from kedusha, umetaher oisam mitumosam agdoila kanal, and thereby purifying them from their super super tumah. Avol eitzel hatzadik hu bechinas bitul min haTorah. Still, for the tzaddik himself, based on his level of kedusha, this is considered to be a bitul Torah. V'nikra etzloi yerida, and this is considered stepping down for him. To him, this is considered a yerida. V'tumok tzas, and it's even considered that he's making himself tomei a little bit. Lefi erech goydel kedushosoi be'eis shedovok b'Torah, based on the level of kedusha that he's at when he's attached to the Torah. When he walks away from it, to an extent, it's a yerida, and it's a form of tumah even. Ukemuvon bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal brings in Torah Lamed Ches and Likud Imran Tanino b'maimar hamaschil lefomim hatzadik noiseya. There, Rabbeinu Zal discusses the fact that sometimes people have to travel to the tzaddik, and sometimes the tzaddik has to go out to the people. That Rabbeinu Zal brings over there, Shema Shat Tzadik Moirid Atzmai Lefomim Lasik Im Oilam, that the Tzadik sometimes lowers himself to be involved with people, to talk to them about worldly things, about regular things, Hu Bechinas Yerida Etzloi Lefisho. To him, it constitutes a temporary Yerida. As soon as he finishes talking to that person or doing what he had to do, he jumps right back up into the sky, into his learning and everything. Avol l'ha'olam hu oise toiv l'olam. But Rabbeinu Zal brings over there, but for the world, the tzaddik does a major favor to the world at that time in the 20 people he was makarev, or 100 people, or the 50 people, or the one person. V'zehu b'chinas poro. This is the concept of the Poraduma, Shehu Bechinas Bitula Shel Torah Shel Tzadik Emes. It corresponds to this concept of the Bitul Torah of the Tzadik Emes, because it's Bachutz, it's Maaser Bachutz, Shehu Metamei Tohirim Umetaher Tmeim. It purifies the one that was Tomei, and it makes Tomei the one that was pure. Ki Eitzel HaTzadik Nechshav Zeh HaBitul Bechinas Tumok Tzas Lefisho. Because to the Tzadik, this bitul is considered as if he became temporarily tomei. He went into a little bit of tuma in a sense. V'achar kach metahir atzmoy miyad. However, the tzaddik jumps right back into his ocean, into his mikvah, into his sforim, into his Torah and everything, which is his mikvah. Ki hatumo shehapora metareis oiskim bo hurak lefishoa adver. The question is, hold on a second, this seems silly. If Poraduma makes one guy Tomei and one guy Tohar, forget the Poraduma. What do we need it for? Why is this any better than that? The answer is there's a big difference. The one who becomes Tomei only becomes Tomei till nightfall. Temporary Tuma. Avol hu metayres hatmeim betuma gedoyla ma'oid shel tumas mes shel tuma chamura v'hu metayroisam la'oilam al yidei b'chinas poro shemaseh b'chutz shebchinas bitul shoto ezer kiyuma. Whereas the one who becomes Tomei a weak kind of Tuma, and a very temporary Tuma, and at night it's all cleaned up and it's washed away like it never happened. Whereas the guy that was Tomei Tumas Mes, which was a super severe kind of Tuma, when he gets the ashes sprinkled on him, he becomes completely, permanently purified as a result of it. However, those who had super severe tuma, shehu tumas mes, which is the tuma that you acquire when you touch a dead body, shehu tuma chamura, that's the strictest kind of tuma, v'hu metaher oisam loilam, the tzaddik purifies them permanently, al yidei b'chinas poro, through this secret of poraduma, shemaseho b'chutz, which involves going outside, shubachinas bitula shel Torah, zui kiyuma, which is the concept of the type of bitul Torah that represents the greatest kiyuma Torah. When this tzaddik goes and talks to people about regulus, not about Torah, about things that seem to have no kesher to Torah, by him there is a kesher. The kesher is just hidden. It's Torah Ne'elemes. To him it's a Torah Yerida. He lifts that person up in a tremendous way where that person decides, imagine, if this tzaddik was willing to talk to me, then I'm not a zero. I do have a kesher to Torah. And the person starts becoming religious and starts learning. That's the super Kiddush Hashem that's made in the process.
Here we have deep allusions and discussions about a chok that's considered in all of Torah by the Begadlim and the Achronim and everyone as something that's unexplainable and not discussed. And yet there are chokim like not eating shellfish. That have no reason of pound laws or shatas.
Right.
That we're not given a reason.
The answer is, we're not given a reason in the Torah Shebenigla. In Torah Shebenistar, in the hidden Torah, in the secret, in the Zohar Kodesh, it definitely does offer certain reasons for why we don't eat meat and milk together. And in Likutei Halachos, you wait till we get to Hilchos Shatnez, you're going to learn things that are going to knock the socks off you. You're going to hear reasons, unbelievable. And still it's a chayk. Still it's rechayker. With the reasons, we still understand that it's much deeper than what we understand. So that even those things which are assumed to be there's no reasons, in quotes, it means al pi pshat there's no reason. Al pi soid, in many cases, the reasons are given, and in some cases they're not given. The answer is, when he said v'hi rechoika, it's not so simple either. It's not so simple either what he meant by that. You have to learn to know exactly what he meant by that.